need. I done got so sick and filthy with binges I can't spin. How you gonna be talking shit, act like I just got up? Been the number one diva in this game for a minute. I know you read the paper, the one that they call a queen. Every radio around the world know me, cause that's where I be.
Welcome to the second ever episode of the official season 2 of Bangers with your amazing, sexy, talented, perfect host, Claire. Anyways, you guys just heard Diva by Beyonce. You know, a song I can really personally resonate with because, you know, I'm a diva, I'm a queen. Yeah. She spoke to my soul. She spoke to my heart. She served what needed to be served. She gave what needed to be gave. Now, we're not going to talk about Cowboy Carter because that was not her moment. If Beyonce is hearing me, I really just like, do not strike me down with lightning, please. Thank you, Beyonce. Have you seen the thing online where everyone's like, thank you, Beyonce, because like they're scared she's going to like do something to them? Yeah. I've been a little terrified recently, peeing my pants a bit every now and then. Because, okay, crazy story. Me and my friend were in the car, and we were, like, talking. I don't know what it was about, but we brought up Beyonce, and we didn't really say anything bad about her, but we said, like, objectively, I forget what it was. We were, like, objectively, like, Him, Her, and Soft was a better album. It isn't. Beyonce, thank you, Beyonce. But I swear to God, right after we said that, my friend got lost. We had no clue where we were going. It was like, we were like, oh my gosh, like what's happening? Because then I said something like really stupid afterwards. And it was like, there has to be some like sorcery involved in this. And then we realized what was happening. And then we like repented or whatever. And then we were fine. Anyways, I digress. We've got a lot of new music coming up for you. The Favors have a new great, like amazing new album that dropped recently. It's, in case you don't know, they're Phineas Ash, and then there's like their guitar is Ricky, Gourmet, and then I think drums is David Marinelli. Anyways, really great album, so I'm going to play some stuff from that, and I also have a lot more new music that came out in August, June, July that I need to play for you guys, so stay tuned, and I'll talk to you later. Remember to say thank you, Beyoncé.
Awake of the noon, put on both of my shoes, crawl right back in the bed and sleep until the evening. Get on the bus, downtown a bust, skip on the fair, baby. Do you ever get the feeling that we both know we're alone, but you can't go home when they kick us out in half an hour? There's a place I know.
LA to New York, New York to LA, all the other states, we could stay up late or all night. LA to New York, New York to LA, I want more than fame, hope you feel the same all night. My house to your house, your couch to my couch, promise it is nice, you could spend the night.
Take it. te boire. Elle est fleur en plein mois de juillet. Tu m'appellerais au grand complet.
Oh, puffo, ear clothes.
And with that, we're back. First and foremost, you guys heard Cannibalism by Slater. That is with three Y's because she just slayed that hard. If you guys have also heard Beat Up Chanel's, I'm really excited. I don't know what project she's working on next, but like the bar is so high right now. Like, and she just keeps setting it higher and higher for herself. And I just continue to be impressed by what she's putting out right now. She's doing Coachella, I believe, this year. And I'm really, really hoping she has, like, her Sabrina Carpenter moment. And everybody finally realizes that she's been, like, that girl for almost a decade now. After that, I played All Night by The Dare. You guys know I love him. He's a diva. My sister saw him in Montreal for, like, 20 bucks. Like, it's actually, like, evil. It's so unfair. The one thing I find heartbreaking is he's like, guys, I'm going to drop a new album. Who's ready? And then it was all just, like, remixes he had been playing at his sets. And I'm like, okay, but, like, I like when you're like, ow! And, like, he's making, like, his weird noises. Like, that's what makes his music so fun. And after that, I played Dirty Shirley by Michaela. I'm not going to say it right. I'm hoping it's Gear. G-E-I-E-R. She is incredible. This is like a single that's coming off of her new project. I have no clue what that is yet. There's three singles out right now, similar to Slater's situation. They're all just amazing. Like the chorus of this song, like it just makes me want to get up and bust a move. It's like so good and so juicy. And it's interesting fact, as someone who does like a little bit of like Vogue dancing and voguing, if you haven't seen it, like if you've watched RuPaul's Drag Race, some of like the lip sync for your lives have some elements of it in it. Obviously they're not perfect. We kind of call it like noguing, but I'm not gonna get into that. And on some parts of the song, you'll notice that they've replaced the snare with a different sound that sounds almost like not a whip, but like a really open, echoey, verby snare. And that's a sound that's commonly used in like Vogue dancing when you're battling with somebody. And usually that's like a beat where like you hit a specific move or something. I just think it's super cool because she used to be a dancer. So it's interesting to see how elements of that kind of come into her art. After that, I played House Tour by Sabrina. You know I had to hit you guys with Sabrina. Once again, who am I if not a carpenter? It's like, it's just so well written. Like, it's not even like, I have nothing to say anymore. Like, it's like, every single time I think she can't get funnier, she manages to do it. Like, in that song, I, like, the first time I heard it, I burst out laughing at least, like, four times. Like, she's just so unserious. Then after that, I played Le Cumeur de Mer. Oh my god, guys, I can't tell French! Anyways, that is by Kat Pereira. That one, I don't know what happened. It came on autoplay once, and I was like, whoa. Because it comes out absolutely swinging. Like, it's just like, here it is. And I was like, whoop, we got ourselves a hit. And then last but not least, I played Shy by Renee Rapp off of her brand new album, Bite Me. Fun fact, my mom is like literally the biggest Renee Rapp fan I know. Like, she'll be like walking around the house when I'm home, and she'll be like, leave me alone, I wanna have fun. And then, like, she was so funny on Celebrity Substitute. Oh my god. If you guys haven't seen it, look up Renee Rapp's Celebrity Substitute. They had her, like, censor her song and do, like, a kid's version of Leave Me Alone. And it's so funny because you can just tell that this girl, like, usually, like, has no censor when she's talking. And she's trying, like, so hard to, like, work with the kids. And it's just, like, it's not happening. Bless her heart. But it is, like, it's comedy gold. Anyways, I digress. Once again, I've got a lot more music coming up. I don't really have, like, I feel like nothing crazy's happened in my life. There's a lot of, like literally the first half of September alone, like, it feels like everything that's happened this month could literally be a year. Not in my life, just, like, in general. So, anyways, I'm just gonna like pass the mic back to the songs and let them do the talking. Bye bye.
Just know I'm not your friend.
Care less, and you couldn't give him my best, but just know
I'm not your friend.
Hero. Oh, hi, I wanna take you on a little ride. I wanna make you feel so nice. I wanna make you feel appreciated when you're deep up in me, when you're deep up inside. I wanna show you just what I like. I wanna kiss you slow, wanna pick you off. I wanna eat you up, I wanna cook you lunch. I wanna love you, babe.
You know where I wanna be.
Thank you.
And with that, I'm back one last time. So first and foremost, you guys heard Any Moment by Gene, followed by Therefore I Am by Billie Eilish. I realized last week I forgot about my wife. I was like betrayed. I was like, how could I do that? Like, I was like, you know, a little ashamed of myself. Hashtag fake fan. Anyways, she's killing it as always. When has she made a bad song? Never. Yeah, she's just perfect. Anyways, after that, this one was a song request from the same friend where the Beyonce car incident occurred. Because this is actually the song we were listening to when it hit the fan. Run Away With Me by Carly Rae Jepsen. Because also, he reminded me that she's Canadian. And I was like, oh my gosh, like Emotion is like one of the greatest albums, like pop albums of all time. Like, you know, I gotta hit him with What's Good. After that, I played One Thing by Lola Yun, which I have been unhealthily obsessed with ever since it came out. People, it seems to be oddly polarizing, but I personally think it's brilliant. And lastly, you know I had to hit you with a song from the new Favors album. This one's called Home Sweet Home. It's the closer. It's just like so groovy. Like it's just like ew, but like ew in the good way. You know when it's like just it's like good, but like you kind of like it makes you like make a little bit of like a stink face. Like that guitar, oh my gosh, like that guitar part, too good. Anyways, I'm gonna close off a little less intense today. I've been like going hard from start to finish so far, so let's like bring it down a little bit. We're gonna start with Here I Go Again by Mulan, followed by the iconic Freaking Out the Neighborhood by Mac DeMarco, and we're gonna finish with The Subway by Chapel Roan, which might just be my favorite song of hers. She really did her thing with this one. So with that, I'll see you all next week. Take care of yourselves. Bye bye.
Here I go again, didn't feel it then. Everything is different when I'm not in love with a friend who's also a man who can't even really pay for his rent.
also a man who can't even really pay for his rent.
To Saskatchewan, it's just another day. but I won't say your name. But I'm still counting down all of the days till you're just another girl on the sun.